This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Donald Trump took 63% of the vote in Alabama last Tuesday, the biggest margin of victory in a presidential race there in almost a half a century. We asked Gigi Duban to find out what was on voters' minds.
Mark Pearson is one of 1.3 million people in Alabama who voted for Donald Trump. He's worked two jobs for the last 22 years. He commutes more than 60 miles a day from Blount County, north of Birmingham.
I am a firefighter full-time, and I work at a body shop part-time.
Between the two jobs, he puts in 70 to 75 hours a week. His wife currently doesn't work, and as with the family he grew up in, he says she shouldn't have to. I caught up with him at the body shop. Pearson says he got into auto body work when he was in high school, and he wanted to paint his own car. He got a job at a shop.
I realized, listening to the older guys when I was back getting into it, they kept saying, boy, you need to get out of this business. You need to get out of this business. It's going nowhere.
He didn't get out of the business, but he did take his firefighter test, a job that today gives him and his wife health benefits. At 51, these two jobs wear on him.
I can't work like I was 30. I can't work like a 24-year-old. I'm getting older. I feel it every morning when I get out of bed. Those knees, you feel those knees every time you get up out of the recliner. You go, ugh, and you used to not do that.
He says he's at the age when he and his wife will need to go to the doctor more. He needs health insurance. Premiums have been rising. He pays $400 a month for he and his wife.
You know, the last, I don't know how many years, this just keeps going up and up and up and up. And again, it's not changing unless we get people in there who say we've got to make a difference for everybody else.
Trump, Pearson says, is the person to lead that charge. Pearson doesn't want Trump to repeal the Affordable Care Act, just to tweak it so that health care is more affordable for younger people who don't visit the doctor very often, and for small businesses, like the body shop where he works. As it stands, health care is so expensive that employers either have to keep a stable of part-timers without benefits or pass those high costs on to employees.
They can't afford to pay the employees a little bit more because margins are just cut so tight. That I think he could, he's probably got some ideas on how to do that because he's done it for years. He's built an empire, which is, it's no small task.
Jill Leith owns Faith Consignments in Alabaster, Alabama, a city about 30 miles south of Birmingham.
Faith Consignment can help you.
Leith's shop is on a busy strip with plenty of pawn shops, check cashing places, and mobile home sales lots. She voted for Trump because she believes he'll make the economy stronger.
I have noticed within the last 4 years that sales have been down a lot, and I just feel like people are scared to spend money.
She says people are spending more on things like healthcare, so they're shopping less.
Everything is all just bunching up on everybody, even me.
4 years ago, she had 5 employees. Today, she has 1, her mother, whom she hired part-time so that she'd have an income.
Just with the economy and the slowing down of business, I have not been able to afford to keep certain employees on.
And if Trump fulfills his promise to help small businesses and stabilize the economy, she says, it'll be more money in everyone's pocket. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.